Time for another edition of the K-Man Local Artist Series. I'm losing count as to which episode this is, but it's been a lot at this point.
And this is someone who's been in the studio and wearing a lot of hats. Physically wearing a hat right now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Like, literally wearing a hat, but you do wear a lot of hats in a lot of bands. Chris Sanchez, good morning.
Good morning, good morning,
good to see you.
Pull the mic close to you there.
Yes.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Does the word on your hat signify anything? Because it says balance, and you have so many different kinds of groups and activities going on. Is that like a message to yourself or to us or what?
Yeah,
it's escapable. You're inescapable. I'm not really sure. It's sand in your hands, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know it's like the lifelong thing you're trying to get to, this elusive balance, and it doesn't seem to ever happen. You get closer, I think, as time goes on, or you try to. Or maybe it's all an illusion. I don't know, Chris. I don't know.
So people listening that may not know of all the different bands and groups that you're involved in, can you go through the laundry list?
Yeah.
There's really just three. There's a couple.
Just three. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
so there's one that we haven't talked about. It's called Lemon Drop. And we haven't done a show in a bit, and it's essentially the 68s without the horns, but we only do original music. So the shows are when requested. Of course, we have the 68s, which all the acts do a lot of original songs that I've written and continue to write. And the 68s, kind of a funk soul sort of thing. You know, you guys are spinning the new song we're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're excited about that. And then we have a Goody Stew, which is we've been in a couple times doing our kind of ragtime thing, old timey.
Love it.
Yeah. And I do a lot of solo work.
So then actually four projects that you're involved in.
Yeah.
I suppose. And so you do a lot of gigs on your own, like a one-man band?
I do. With that, it's unfortunate as that I do a lot of the hotels. I will do corporate things, Kaibo and different places that are good enough to hire me. And so I get a chance to do a lot of different stuff. Sometimes it runs together and there's a lot of material, but it keeps it fresh and on my toes.
Well, I'm glad you had the band named Goody Stew, or we might not have had you in that first time.
That's right. We might not have ever crossed paths with you.
We would have at some point, because this local artist series is taking off, too. But a Goody Stew was a part, you guys have been a part of a Goody Day. I mean, how could you not be? As soon as we discovered the band, we had to have you in.
It was a no-brainer.
And it was a perfect sound for what we were looking for. So it was like you worked with the Goodies ahead of time to plan this whole thing out. It was a little coup you had.
Back to balance. It's the synchronicity.
There you go.
That is the universe, I suppose.
Yeah, right. So tell us about, how did you get started in music? Was it always a lifelong passion? Or for most people, it seems like yes, but...
What about for you? Yeah. So when I was 5 years old, my mother took me to see the Buddy Holly story.
Okay.
And I said, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And it literally has been in my adult life. I am a boat captain. I do run trips, but
I didn't know that. Okay.
Dive trips and stingray trips, but it's a very part-time thing. So the majority of my adult life, I've been a working musician. And of course it's been fun. It's a ride. And, but I saw that, and I went through, you know, we go through having a backup plan plan without committing. So there's one step in, one step back. And so one thing I would tell young artists, going to music school or not, go do it. You know, if you're going to go to law school, do you say, oh, I need a backup plan? No, man, you go to law school.
Right.
Do your thing, right?
Yeah.
You got to follow your passion
at
the end of the day, because, you know, there's things that pay the bills, but... passions like feed the soul, which I think, you know, at the end of the day is always going to be what we're going to be drawn to.
No, I will say, though, if you're going into radio, have a backup plan. No, I'm kidding. But no, music's fine. Make music your backup plan to radio.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Well, some of us can't sing. There's that.
But there you've got the recorder.
Oh, yes.
You know, I can always fall back on the recorder when things are tight.
Is that what you want to call it? Fall back on it?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Good luck with that.
Are you a self-taught musician, or did you have any formal training? Because you seem to know a lot of different instruments, and you write your own music. And usually when people write their own music, they know that... I shouldn't say that. Everyone's different. But it feels like you're trained. You're classically trained. Am I incorrect?
Yeah.
Really? You're self-taught?
Yeah. Well, you know, over the years I've asked that, and I taught lessons for about 10 years, and every now and then still do. I have one person that we have a relationship and do some lessons. But when I self-taught, that's just a long way. That's just the long way. And really, I like to say I've had the best teachers in the world, you know, backing it up forward with all the greats. And And I've had people, you watch other guitar players, you watch other musicians, and when you dial in, so I think it would be a little bit, I don't think it's completely accurate to say I'm self-taught. I've learned from so many great musicians, older musicians when I was younger, and different things. But formal training, no.
So can you look at sheet music and understand it?
Well, you know, guitar players often play a little bit too loud, and how you get a guitar player to turn down is you put sheet music in front of them. So, the short answer is no.
Okay.
I did learn a system of a chart system. So if you go and you're recording, say in Nashville or something, there's a chart system and a number system, and you write a chart. And so this chord theory, so over the years, I did learn how it worked. Mm-hmm. And so it's relatable to those most that are classically trained. Sometimes it's a different way of looking at it. So it's note for note, like when you were learning your recorder.
Mm-hmm. And it's, well, I don't and know you if I ever really learned it clearly.
Yeah, have you?
It's more of a harmony
well,
understanding.
Would you take Terry in your band?
100%.
See, did you hear that, Tim?
I did, but for
you
what?
You have this on a recording, too, okay. So I'm going to hold them to this.
Well, that's why he's saying it right now. Yeah. Okay, let's see what happens afterwards. Oh, look, that gig we were going to use you for fell through. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry, they only need four players,
right.
And it just won't fit on the stage.
You're not in the budget. I'm so sorry.
I'll do it for free.
Yeah. What I was
I'll
saying,
pay you.
It sounded like the Dave Chappelle bit. I'll do it for free, chicken. Bring it on. I'll eat the chicken for free. But the what you were saying about like learning from the greats, I would compare that to radio because people always used to ask us, it's different now, but they were like, did you major in broadcasting in university? No. I didn't. Why? Well, because they're, I mean, what can they tell you? Like, you have to watch the people you respect and not copy them, but pick up like what works for them and kind of make it work for you. You know, that's how you learn professionally, in my opinion. You know, you're standing up. It's hard to teach someone theory when it's a feeling kind of profession. You know, it's, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you either have it or you don't in some ways.
It's very, it's very much, if you're on radio, it's very much a rhythm.
Right.
What you're doing. And it's a very, and you see this stuff. And you do it wrong a lot. So I've had some great friends.
Well,
you know,
we do it wrong a lot?
No.
We do. You're like, it takes you guys do it wrong a lot, yeah. Hey,
we're talking about Chris here.
Yeah,
let's dial back.
But he's talking about radio. He's talking about radio. So.
Well, that is very relatable because, you know, once you find a bit of a rhythm and it's you grow with it. And I've had friends, I've worked with a lot of really good musicians, great musicians that are trained to Berkeley and things like that. And I was like, man, should I go to music school? Should I do this? And they're like, no. You know, if you want your piece of paper, they weren't discouraging learning or growing. Like, here, look at this. And as we're talking about the harmony thing of how chords work and how they work together and why. And then after a while, it is music theory. So it doesn't always.
Right.
You know, so you go, you have to step back and go, hold on. Just like you said, Tim.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Let's do it.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah,
and I think every musician has their own path to take. And some have been taking music lessons their whole life. Some are self-taught. Some are a little combination of everything. It really doesn't matter as long as you get to where you want to be. And it looks like you've gone pretty far with your music. So we're not going to tell you that you've taken the wrong route because clearly you're doing very well
Thank
for yourself.
You.
I'm not going to get into – he gave me a whole list of he gave me a big rider when he walked into the studio.
Is he one of those kind of musicians?
We can and can't talk about, you know, so I'm trying to stick to the script here. But
gotcha.
Like what is one of the – highlight memories of your career, if you could pull something out. Do you have one?
I do,
like a
man.
Shining moment.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's a funny thing because, man, I don't want to sound
old.
Well, there's that. Yeah. No, that's
if you don't want to brag about yourself, please do.
No.
Because
man.
This is, we want you to brag about yourself. We're asking the question.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate enough to be on shows and especially back in Charlotte, back in the U.S.
Oh, is that where you're from originally?
Well, no, but that's pretty much home away from here.
Okay.
The biggest chunk of my adult life from here was in Charlotte.
Wait, I didn't realize it was Charlotte. Who were you working with there?
Well, we would come through, so I would have some regional to national acts. So I've been on bills with like Blues Traveler, Sister Hazel, Styx, REO Speedwagon, and Ted Nugent. That was one.
Cat Scratch Fever? Who doesn't love that?
He scared me, man.
He scares me now. He's a radio host now, too, and he's very he's in your face, man. I mean, I'll have him on, but like he's like, dude, like we do not think alike. We'd probably get into an argument on the air for sure.
Political views are a little different.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I was backstage at it was Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm shaking in my boots, and I'm like, okay, you're supposed to be nervous. You're not. I've done some big shows before, and
how
I don't want to make
it.
How
many people would
sound
you
like,
say?
Oh, there were holds? Was full as 20,000.
Oh wow!
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going on right before Ted Nugent, and I'm sitting backstage. There's a little couch, mm-hmm. and you know, there's different dressing rooms and stuff, and I'm fingerstyle blues picking just to kind of warm up and loosen up. And the drummer from Styx was there, and he was being very, very supportive. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And Ted Nugent walked out, and he goes, there'll be none of that. And I was like,
oh, jeez. Oh. Wow.
So, yeah. So you're talking about highlights of what I've done, you know, not to make it sound like more than it is, but that particular time, it was funny to me because I played in front of 20,000 people that day, and because I was a hometown boy, I got a standing ovation. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was something. That next gig was about 3 days later, and I was playing in a pizza joint with 12 people there, and only two of them didn't have their back turned to me. So that's
oh, wow.
That's the life, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's like a lot of ups and downs, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's
well,
a down.
I guess it's humbling, right?
Yeah, well, it is, and you know, if you're doing it for that kind of thing, not that I've attained it. I've seen the mountain, but not that I've attained that. I just, as I grow older and grow up, maybe I'm realizing that that's less and less important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I still get to do flips, you know, and do my thing if there's nobody there, a lot of people there, and people still hire me. So I'm grateful for
that.
Man.
Yeah.
You guys are having me here.
Yeah.
This is a highlight, man. What are you talking about?
When I was in theater school, we had a very famous actor come in and talk to the graduating class. And they said, your job as an actor is not to act. You all know how to do that clearly. Your job is to find work. That's it.
Oh, my.
That's your number one job.
Yeah.
And as a musician, your job is to find work. Because
uh-huh.
if that's what you want to do for a living, and you're clearly working a lot, you're doing a lot of gigs, we see that you're busy.
Yeah.
So good for you,
thank
man.
You, thank
keep
you.
It up. And where can we watch you next?
So this week, I'll be on the rooftop of the Kempton. Solo. I'll be then
Friday. Is
that
Friday. A private event or?
I'm not actually sure.
Okay.
So sometimes I get called and I'm not sure. Sometimes it is. I'm not positive. They're not always there. I don't think so. And Friday I'll be out at Kaibo on
okay.
the beach.
Oh,
nice.
What a beautiful setting.
I love that gig.
That's almost worth the drive, right, Tim?
Well, no, that's what I'm thinking. Is that open to anyone? On
yeah.
Friday?
Yeah. Okay. Water taxis.
Cool. Yep, they do the ice. Water taxi right over. It's only like 20 minutes. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Saturday, a Goody Stew is uh-huh. at Crack Conk.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good venue as well.
Yeah.
And that's
all,
right up the street from me.
Yeah, that's
I
home
think
from
in
us.
Kiman, they're all great locations, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all pretty lucky to be doing what we're doing in Kiman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's music,
oh, yeah.
radio, whatever. This is a beautiful place to be. So, and you've invited me out on your boat. Is this an open invitation to come out?
Yeah,
okay.
man.
Right.
Yeah, we got to get you out. And you're up early enough, so I think...
There you
That'll
go.
Do. I was wondering why we weren't here at 5:30.
Well, we could have arranged that if you wanted to. Don't
we
tempt us.
We thought we'd let you sleep in, but I didn't realize you're a morning guy, so there you go.
Well, Chris, thank you very much.
Yes.
Best of luck for the future. Fabulous 68 song. We're going to play that for you right now. And Chris Sanchez, the K-Man Local Artist Series, the best station in K-Man, Z99.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Been alone for a while, you feel all right. You take some time for yourself and you get away. Step outside, feel the fire, drink in the light. Celebration of another day. Summertime, rainy days, and all that could be. What will you think when you know exactly what you see? Make no difference what they think of you and me. Get on board this gypsy train. Take my hand and step inside. A beautiful dream, a beautiful disaster. You're taking a trip to the other side. Trouble in
compromise. You see the smile in her moonlit eyes. She's singing a song out in the pouring rain. Smell the ocean and come alive. The salty breeze take you away. Senorita, come with me. It's a celebration of another day. Get on board this gypsy train. Take my hand and you step inside. Beautiful dream, a beautiful disaster. Taking a trip to the other side. The certainty of uncertainty. Let the sun shine on your sail. A pirate smile, come with me. Take this train off the rail. A beautiful dream, a beautiful disaster. You're taking a trip to the other side. Get on board this gypsy train. Take my hand and you step inside. Trip to the other side.